Today on Conversations with My Dummy, Bob Berman, astronomer and author, will be talking about Jupiter, part of our continuing series on our planets. If you missed Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, go back to our previous podcasts and catch up. Bob is a writer for the Old Farmer's Almanac and has written so many wonderful books on the cosmos. I recommend finding them on Amazon or in your local bookstores. You won't be sorry. He makes complex concepts easy to understand and fun, too.
We've got... Oh, here's Harry. Okay, Harry.
Steven, brought in the pile of comedy sketches. Let's see, which one are we going to do today, huh?
Why not that one? I'm glad you brought him in. The one on the top.
Oh, we can't do that one.
Well, why can't we do that one?
We did this one last week, Steve.
We did?
Boy, your memory is getting worse every day. Yes, we did it. In fact, as I'm looking through here, it looks like we've done all these comedy sketches already.
Oh, you're kidding. I thought we had at least a few for the week.
Well, we don't. Now what do we do?
No problem. I'll write another one.
When? We don't have time? The show's happening right now.
I'll do it right now. Listen, Harry, I'm very prolific. Churning out comedy sketches is a piece of cake for me. Now hand me some paper and a pencil.
All right. Here we go. Here's your paper. Here's your pencil.
Now stand back. Give me some elbow room.
Okay, Steve.
Further, I need elbow room if I'm going to write.
All right, Steve.
Move back. I need some more elbow room.
Listen, your pencil isn't that long. Just start writing.
Speaking of elbow room, did you ever wonder what an elbow room would look like? I mean, it'd be pretty funny. You'd walk in there and there all these shells with elbows on them and everything.
Listen, Steve, are you going to write comedy or just mess around here?
I'm sorry, Harry, but you can't rush genius.
I'm not rushing genius. I'm rushing you.
While we're on the subject, you know Fanny Farmer?
Sure, they make chocolates.
But before they made chocolates, did they really farm what I think they did?
Listen, how do you expect to be funny if you keep goofing around like this? Now start writing!
All right. Now let's see. Door opens and Harry comes in. That's a good beginning.
It's always the same beginning, Steve. Why can't you do something different for once? I came in through the door at the beginning of this sketch, and you want me to come in the door at the beginning of that sketch. Try stretching the envelope for once, Steve.
What do you mean at the beginning of this sketch? I thought I'm writing this sketch because we don't have a sketch. If we're in the middle of a sketch, then why do I have to write another one?
Because the sketch we're doing now is the sketch that you write a sketch. If you don't write the sketch, we won't have any sketch. If you do write the sketch, we'll have two sketches. The sketch we're doing now and the sketch you're writing.
What?
Just write, will you? But don't have me come through the door. Try to exercise your brain for once in your life.
You're right. All right. Knock on window. Steve goes over and looks out. Harry tries clambering through, but window is stuck closed.
Hold it.
What?
We're on the second floor here.
So?
How am I going to get up to that window? I'll have to climb up the side of the building.
So?
I can't do that.
All right, I'll tell you what. Since I can write anything I want, I'll give you super suction cups. It's a new invention you're working on, and you want to try it out on the side of the building. That'll be the theme for the sketch.
But if it doesn't work, I'll fall down onto the sidewalk.
So?
Stop saying so!
Well, I'll write it in that you don't fall onto the sidewalk. This is my script, after all.
Do you promise that I won't fall?
I promise. So Harry comes into the studio through the window, wearing his suction cups, and tries to make it over to the table where Steve is sitting.
What do you mean, tries to make it over?
Well, every time you take a step, the suction cups stick to the floor and walls. You won't be able to move.
That's stupid.
It is not. It's funny. Come on. See, I told you I could write a sketch on the spur of the moment.
But how does it resolve itself?
Well, I haven't worked that out yet. Why don't we just perform it up to that point, and then we can improvise the last part.
You know I'm not good at improvising.
By the time we get to it, I'll have an ending, all right? Come on, just go outside and start climbing up the wall.
Where are my suction cups?
They're in the closet along with all the other props. Here, I'll open it up and I'll give you a pair, okay? Will that make you happy?
Yes, Steve.
Okay. Now, just move back a little bit, okay?
Yeah, okay. Watch that closet when you open it, okay?
It'll be okay. Now move back.
Just open the closet.
All right.
Holy cow! Oh, Steve, I told you there was too much stuff and junk in there!
These are all the props I've used in previous sketches and some I haven't used yet.
Oh, Steve, you know, why don't you organize things for once in your life?
Wait a second. Here they are. All right. Here are the suction cups. Don't put them on until you get outside.
I'll see you soon, Steve.
Okay, not a bad sketch for writing something off the cuff. Now, if we can get the production end of it smooth, I think we'll be all set. I don't know, that closet crash was a little unconvincing. I'll have to work on that later. And I have the great pleasure of welcoming Bob Berman to our show. Bob, it's always great to have you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
We're in the middle of a continuing series on the planets of the solar system. We've already dealt with Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. We're finding out what it would be like to live on one of those planets, maybe what a creature would look like on one of those planets.
But why should I know? What are my qualifications, Steve?
Well, you look at these planets all the time through a big telescope. Bob, don't you see little creatures running around up there? And also because, of course, Bob is an astronomer. That's why you look through a big telescope at little creatures up on those planets. You and Harry hang out a lot.
That's how we met, remember?
That's right. He was taking your class. Okay, let's get on with it. We've already dealt with Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, and now we're moving out from the Sun to the next planet, which is...
Jupiter. Boy, that's a giant step outward. All the first four planets are bunched really closely together, and then you've got to go way out to get to Jupiter. But when you get to it, it's kind of worthwhile, because Jupiter, in many ways, is the most amazing planet in the solar system. First of all, it's huge. You could take all the other planets and put them together and double them, and you still wouldn't have the mass or weight of Jupiter alone.
How much would somebody weigh on Jupiter?
You'd weigh 3 or 4 times what you would on Earth. The actual weight of Jupiter is about 318 times more than Earth. It's a heavy item. So you'd have trouble getting out of bed.
That's not good news for Weight Watchers, is it?
Right. You'd have very much difficulty walking. Each step would be hard to get your feet off the ground. But an additional problem would be there is no ground, because there's no surface on Jupiter. If you try to land there, you'd find that the atmosphere just gets thicker and thicker and thicker and eventually gets slushier, the way kind of wet snow is after you get a warm spell and it starts to melt a little bit. So you'd get into this slushy thing, and that would go down for a few thousand miles also. And it's made up of not even friendly materials, but mostly methane, which is swamp gas. Doesn't smell very good.
So we have to...
Things like that. And ammonia, if you've ever had a sniff of ammonia that your parents cleaned the house with, you know how unpleasant that is. So
we'd have to assume that somebody who actually lived on that planet, first of all, would be very clean from the ammonia, and they wouldn't have noses.
Right. Very clean place to visit. They'd also have to be, any creatures there would be kind of swimmers. They'd be swimming along in the seas there, if you want to think of it that way, as one vast ocean, but there'd be no surface to crawl around on.
How long would a year be there?
It's 11.86 of our years. In other words, about 12. You'd have to wait for 12 Earth years to get to one Jupiter year. Mm-hmm. So if you were, let's say, 16 years old here on Earth, you'd only be a little bit more than 1 year old.
A little baby.
You'd be a little baby.
Yeah. And what about the day?
The day's fast. It's 9 hours, 55 minutes. And if you can imagine something that huge, that enormous, spinning so quickly, once in 10 hours or so, you'd realize that if you were on the equator of Jupiter, where the spin is the fastest, it would almost throw you off the planet, because you'd be moving at about 25,000 miles an hour, just from the spin of the planet. That's how fast it rotates. And in fact, if you look closely at pictures of Jupiter, you'll see that the equator does bulge outward. It's almost as if the planet is trying to throw itself off, just because of that fast spin rate around the equator. So that's an amazing place.
And Bob, what about the moons around Jupiter? Are they interesting too?
It's got moons that are the most likely place to find life. One of them in particular, Europa, has saltwater oceans, warm saltwater oceans. And if life formed in the oceans of Earth, which they did, then we think the most likely place to find extraterrestrial life is down in those oceans under the floating ice on Europa. So, boy, do we want to send a space probe someday that lands and then either burns its way or drills its way through the ice and then probes down to below to see what, if anything, is swimming or floating in that warm water. Jupiter is an amazing place.
I want to thank Bob for coming on the show and helping us learn more about the planets.
My pleasure.
Next we do what?
Saturn.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. Harry should be knocking on the window any second, and he'll be right out there up two stories wearing suction cups and... Oh, right on cue. Harry, is that you?
Steve, open the window! I don't know how long I can stick to the side of the building!
All right, Harry.
I'm having trouble getting the window open. It seems to be stuck. How can it be stuck? Well, it's easy. That's what's written in the script. Well, rewrite the script! It's scary out here! All right, one second.
Let me find my place in the script here. Oh, here it is. Harry and Steve can't get the window open. All right, Harry, I'm just going to erase that. And write in, Steve walks over to the window and opens it. There we go. Okay, Harry, change the script.
Thank you, now open the window!
There we go. See, now it opens easily.
Okay, Steve, now you can let me in.
Yeah, a little wind out here, Harry.
Let's not talk about that now. Come on, I can't get in by myself. Give me a hand.
Hey, will you look at that? Those are huge suction cups. I hope you moisten them before climbing up the wall.
Why should I moisten them?
Well, because that helps the suction. If you don't moisten suction cups before using them, they won't stick as well.
Steve!
Yeah?
You promised me that I wouldn't fall from this high up! You said that you wrote it in the script that I wouldn't fall! That's why I didn't feel the need to moisten the suction cups!
I don't know, Harry. Are we so formalized? Are we so trapped in a formula that we can't change the script occasionally if it's going to add a little punch to the program?
Fine, let's change the script! But not while I'm out here hanging on for dear life!
But if not now, when? This would be the time to do it. Let me get back over here to the script and just erase the part where it says Harry climbs in the window. I'll rewrite that part, Harry.
Steve, don't leave me!
Let's see, Harry starts losing his grip on the window ledge.
Steve, one of the suction cups! It just came undone! I can't make it stick to the building!
Finally, the last two suction cups pop off, and Harry is hanging onto the window ledge by one finger. Slowly, the finger starts slipping off the ledge, centimeter by centimeter.
Steve, save me! I can't hold on much longer!
Suddenly, with one final piercing scream... Harry falls to certain death to the street below.
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. Well, I'm a clean-cut fella from a hornet's corner. You ought to see me strut. Well, I'm a caper-cooking cootie. Got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy lady, but I call her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
Yeah, let's see it then.
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do
Everyone should see it, Steve.
I'm a ping-pong popper from a pitchfork prairie. You ought to see me strut.
Let's do it together.
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy. Got a whiz-bang mama. She's a Bear Creek baby and a wampus cutie. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me strut. I'm a ding-dong daddy from
you
Dumas.
You certainly are.
You ought to see me do my
Ooh,
stuff.
Oh, daddy.
Well, I'm a popcorn popper and a Big Apple knockoff. You ought to see me strut. I'm a mama-making man and a just-made Mary. She's a big blonde baby from a peanut prairie. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do
Let's
my
see you
stuff.
Do your stuff, Steve. Come on. Ooh. Hey, Daddy, happy Father's Day! Woo! Yeah, Daddy-o!
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. Well, I'm a peach pie popper from Jackson's Hollow Inn. You ought to see me strut. Well, I'm a honey-drippin' daddy, got a hard-hearted baby. She's a chic-shaking cheaper, but she can't shake me. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
Again.
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my
I'm
stuff.
I'm looking at it, Steve.
I'm a jug-juggling Jasper from Flat Folks Flat Inn. You ought to see
strut,
me strut.
Man, strut.
I'm a corn-husking husky, got a gal called Clayton. She's a flip-flop-flopper, but her brains are in her feet. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a cider sipper from a corn cob center in. You ought to see me strut. I'm a high-powered papa, got a gal called Susie. She's a fast-moving mama, but she can't lose me. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
seems we did all the comedy for this week already, and well, I didn't want to repeat anything, so I thought being so prolific and all, I would just write some stuff down and, you know, do it right away. According to the script now, Harry should have climbed back up the window, and we'll be right outside.
Steve, open up the window!
Be right there, Harry.
Steve, I don't know how long these suction cups are going to hold!
Don't worry, Harry. The script doesn't have you falling off the building again, so it's no problem. But if you want me to open the window, I'll open up the window. All right. Still a little windy out there, Harry.
Steve, I don't know how long these suction cups are going to hold!
Don't worry, Harry. The script doesn't have you falling off the building again anyway.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'm looking at the script right now.
You mean I can do anything I want out here and I won't fall off the building?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. You mean I can even pop the suction cups off and fly around and I can do it because the script says I won't fall?
Yeah, I guess. There's no mention of you falling back onto the ground that I can see.
Great. I'll just pop these suction cups off like so. There we go. Another one. Hey, look, Steve. I'm floating around in the air. This is great. Whee!
That's really interesting, Harry.
Why, Steve?
Because you're doing something that wasn't in the script. I didn't realize you could do that. I didn't write that in.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
Yeah, but that means that if you can fly and that isn't in the script, then you can also fall. Even though I didn't write that in either.
Uh-oh! Ah!
Time for another commercial.
Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you become a patron of the show for $1 a month. Just $1. Okay, that's it. See, that was quick, right?
We're going to try to get Harry into the studio one more time. Now, according to the script, he should be knocking on the window one more time. See? There we go.
Come on, Steve! Hurry up and let me in!
All right, Harry. Let me just open the window again. There we go. I keep closing it because it's so windy out there. All right, give me a hand. You know, for all the problems with those suction cups, you got to admit they work pretty good.
Yeah, I guess, Steve, but I'm still sorry. I suggested I come in a different way than by the door.
It was a good idea, Harry. You always come in by the door. The window was a lot more unusual. Now, come on. Upsy-daisy.
There we go.
Oh! Let me just shut the window here. All right, that's great, Harry.
Okay, now what happens?
Well, if you remember, you try to make it over to the table, but have a lot of trouble because the cups, the suction cups that are attached to your feet and arms, keep getting stuck to things.
You're right, Steve. The suction cups are stuck to the floor.
See, I told you. I know that because it's in the script.
I'll just put my leg up here and... Oh! Move it forward. There we go. Okay. Now my other foot is stuck. I'll pull that one up too. Oh! Okay. I'll move that forward. There we go. Oh no, my first foot is stuck again. This is hard work. Oh. All right, I'll move that foot forward. I need to rest, Steve.
Well, just don't lean up against the wall.
Why not? Uh-oh.
See, now you're stuck to the wall.
Here, I'll try to pull myself away. Ah, there we go. Okay, Steve. We've established that I'm having a lot of trouble getting over to your table. I'm not sure it's that funny.
It's pretty funny, Harry. And anyway, if it's not that funny, it's at least interesting. I mean, it's not boring, right?
Well, I guess not, but... You said that you'd have the conclusion to the script written already. Where is it?
I couldn't think of anything.
What do you mean you couldn't think of anything? You mean I'm going to have to wear these stupid things for the rest of the day?
Listen, buddy, why don't you write the script if you're so desperate?
I can't.
Try.
All right, let me see it. Hand me that pencil there. Okay. Okay, I'm going to rewrite the script here. Harry makes it over to the table. There we go. And straps one of the suction cups onto Steve's forehead.
Hey, what are you doing? Get away from me!
He then presses Steve's head against the window where it sticks.
Hey, cut that out!
Then Harry ends the show.
Harry, get me off this glass! I'm stuck! I can't pull away!
At least not until I change the script.
Yo!
Woo!
Well, if you didn't like this podcast,
pretty much it's only me to blame. I pretty much do everything. I wrote Souped Up Wheelchair. I wrote the theme song. I wrote the script. I'm Harry. You know, the whole thing. It's all done by me. And thanks for Bob Berman for coming on. And next time, we'll be doing the next planet out, Saturn. You can subscribe to this joint, man, on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, on my YouTube channel, Patreon.com/Steve Charney, of course, where you become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website is SteveCharney.com. Lots of information about my live stage shows. Links to all this stuff, by the way. How to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, books, CDs, my bio. And on Facebook, what should they do, Harry?
They should like you and me, Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and on Twitter, too. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
Right. And how do you avoid getting parking tickets?
That's easy, Steve. Take the windshield wipers off your car.